If you got a Bible with you this morning, if you'd turn with us over in the book of Malachi, chapter number 3, I'd like to preach from a thought in that text verse this morning. And you can stand if you would, and it's just a joy to see you here today in the tabernacle full. Appreciate these men coming singing unto the Lord. A lot of people singing, but I'm glad they still some are singing. And I'm thankful for old time. I don't apologize for old time religion this morning. As a matter of fact, somebody said you can't build a church doing it the way y'all doing it. Well, I know some folks still trying to do it. And that's exalting his darling son. As John seen him across the river and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, taketh away the sin of the world." Aren't you glad God sent his son? Take away your sin and my sin. And I thank the Lord for His goodness this morning. In Malachi chapter number 3, I don't know where I'm going in the preaching today, but I won't be long. And on my version of long anyway, to some of you it may be long. But preaching's a lot like flying an airplane. You just need a place to take off at. You don't never know where you're going to land at. And so I'm not going to guarantee you nothing, but I'm going to read this text this morning, found in Malachi chapter number 3, verse number 6. God wrote it for this day and this hour. He said, "For I am the Lord." And by the way, Washington's got nothing to do with that statement right there. He's still the Lord. He said, "I am the Lord." He done told Moses that. The great I am. Moses said, "But I can't." But God said, "I am." So just go on down yonder and tell them what thus saith the Word of God. Honey, it ain't about me and you. And it ain't about this and that. But it is about the great I am. This. Oh, I'm glad He still is. Thank God. Is anybody glad He still is this morning? He didn't say He was, He used to be. I'm going to try to make it through, honey. He said, "I am that I." Thank God He is what He is. I'm glad He ain't putting on a show, and I'm glad He ain't got on a costume. He is what He is this morning. And He's holy, and He ought to be high and lifted in our tabernacle. I love Him and I praise Him, and I'm glad for what He's done to me in my life. He said, "Now, for I am the Lord, and I change not." He says, "Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed." He said, "Even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them." Now, He said something, "Return unto me, and I will return unto you." If God seems way out yonder to you today, it's not God's fault. He said if you'd return unto Him, He'd return unto you. And then He says, verse 8, "Will a man rob God?" He sure will. I've been pastoring a long time. He said, "But yet you robbed me." I guess I could preach on the Jesse Jameses of the church or the Bonnie and Clydes that are Baptists. But He said, "Will a man rob God? But you've robbed me, saith the Lord. Wherein have we robbed you?" And He said, "In tithes and offerings." He said, "You're cursed with a curse, for you've robbed me, even this whole nation." Now, verse 10. "Bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now, if I'll not open you the windows of heaven, and I'll pour you out a blessing. There shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and ye shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank You for the eternal truths in the Word of God. We want to thank You for the singing, God, that we've been able to enjoy this morning. Thank You for these men that's come to be a blessing to our church. Now I pray, Lord, for the families that's under Your tabernacle today. I pray for each individual. I pray, Lord, You'd help us to be a blessing. Help us to preach in power, because, dear Lord, I sure do need You. I'm weak in body, and God, I can't do this by myself. And I ask You now today, would You reach into hearts and would You draw them by Your grace? If there'd be one here lost without Christ, oh Lord, would You manifest Yourself to them and draw them by Your mercy and grace? Help us today to encourage hearts. We'll be careful to honor You and thank You for everything You do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's young'uns said, Amen. This morning, I'd like to preach on the thought on some things that God has not changed about. Now, there's a lot of people, we go through changes of life. I can say in nearly 21 years, I've seen a lot of change happen on this hill. Matter of fact, I can remember when it was a Legion Hall set right out there. People would pull out drunk, didn't know how they'd get home. Some didn't make it home. And some did make it home by the grace of God. Some of you are sitting here today. It's all more reason you ought to raise your little Baptist hand up toward heaven and say, thank You, God, for looking about me when I wasn't looking about myself. But I sure am glad one day that a thunderstorm boiled up and lightning struck the building sitting right out there. And it burned it down for the grace and the glory of God. Somebody called me and said, do we need to call the fire department? I said, fire department, my foot. Call the BP station and pour gas on the thing. Amen. I'm glad God's still in the getting rid of business this morning. Somebody said, well, God's changed. No, honey, God's not changed. I want to say He's put some things in His Bible that He's not changed about. I sure am glad that His storehouse ain't changed this morning. He said, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse and said, prove me now therewith. Matter of fact, it's not so much about proving Him. It's about proving me and you. I got to thinking today that I'd been around preaching a little and they'd give me some love offerings. And so I was behind time on my tithe to God. Amen. And so I wrote the check this morning. I don't want to be cursed. I want the blessings of heaven over my home. In my life and the church of where I preach at. Honey, I'm glad the storehouse is still open and I'm glad it's still available and God's still blessing all His children out of the storehouse this morning. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Now, He said, I'll do something on purpose. He's not talking about He's going to spill nothing, but He's going to pour it out. I sure am glad that God's not changed about His storehouse. I'm glad that He can open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Has anybody been blessed this week? When you wasn't even looking, God was doing something big for you and doing something on your account because of His Son. I thank the Lord that He hadn't changed about the storehouse this morning. Boy, we'll never know what He's got there. But I tell you what I do know, He's got enough. And I thank Him for that so much. And I bless His name tonight. Now, this is the storehouse. I'm glad He's not changed about the storehouse. I pinned down a few things and I'll get into preaching. I'm glad He ain't changed about the church house. Now, the Lord desires to be met with His people. And I love Him and I praise Him. And every time we get together at the church house, we ought to have church. Now, gas is too high to drive to a dead church. I know gas has come down, but it's still too high to drive to something boring. Amen. Before it gets boring around here, I'm going to tell somebody, reach out and pop you on the jaws for the glory of God. I don't want no dead church, honey. Let me tell you, you'll go down to ball game and shout. You ought to come to the house of God and shout. Amen.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, God ain't changed about His church house. We ought to respect His church house. Amen. Amen. We ought to cover up our nakedness when we come to the house of God. We ought to dress right, talk right, and do right. And when we come to the house of God, we can have church. This ain't a community center. God didn't die for the community center. He died for the local church. And my friend, we need to realize that God's not changed about the church house. People tickle me about church. You'll get up real early, go turkey hunting, deer hunting, or fishing, and you won't matter about the time. You'll get up at 4 in the morning. You'll go and spend all your put-back money. You won't catch nothing or shoot nothing. I know that's why they call it hunting and fishing instead of catching and killing. But honey, I'm going to tell you this morning, nobody complains about that at all. But church goes to getting a little long, and we ask somebody to do a little bit more effort, then they get to whining and squalling about it. Hey, look up here, get you some preaching this morning. We're not praying right now. Look up here, get some preaching. We need preaching this morning. Hey, God's not changed about the church house. He loves sinners. Listen to me. I'm glad He loves us and died for us. And He's not changed about the church house this morning. Man, on Black Friday, some of you will lay out till 4 in the morning and go in and get your receipt for something that wasn't even there. You won't bellyache about it at all. Amen. Somebody steal your parking spot down at Walmart, you'll never say a word. They'll grab your buggy and get in line. You'll stand there for an eternity, and you won't say nothing. But boy, I'm going to tell you, we get the house of God. We ought to be glad and not mad. Amen. Turn around, tell somebody, get glad instead of being mad this morning. It will help you in your attitude when you come to the house of God today. Boy, I'm going to tell you, God's not changed about His church house. I believe it ought to be a place that's holy and separated from this world, that we can come together and love one another and love our God. Aren't you glad that God, hallelujah, aren't you glad that God saves by grace through faith? Aren't you glad that He died for everybody? Aren't you glad this old story is still right? I'm glad He still saves old sinners, hallelujah. God's not changed about His storehouse, and God's not changed about the church house. I want to say God ain't changed about the jailhouse. If you grow up and be a thug, you're going to go to jail. And if you pull your gun on a police, you're going to get shot. He ain't changed about the jailhouse. Don't you raise your young'uns up to say police has got the problem. Honey, the police ain't the problem. It's the respect in our community and the respect in our nation. We better raise our children up like this Bible says to respect all authorities in our life. Honey, it means a man that's got a badge. Now it gets me to number 4 or 5. He ain't changed about the schoolhouse. My first grade teacher, she had a King James Bible on one knee and a paddle on this knee. And I was scared of both of them. And she'd use either one of them in just a minute. This timeout ain't working. Little Sophie's got pink eye this morning. She couldn't be here, my youngest grandbaby. I could just imagine Jason and Megan raising her on timeout. Honey, she'll tear the whole porch down. Somebody better be getting her attention, amen. Timeout ain't working for our kids in America. And timeout ain't going to work for your children or your grandchildren. God put some cushion back there for you to do what He said to. He said, spare the rod and spoil the child. You little wimpy looking something. Takes me to number 6. God ain't changed about the jailhouse or the school. God ain't changed about the hen house. There are a lot of you boys so hen peck you roost in there every night. Yeah, man. You need a man card to go in your pocket and realize that you're a man. Hallelujah. God put you here to be a man. Hey, He didn't put you here to be a girl. You ought to put you on some Brogan shoes and some overhauls. Put a cap on your boys and bend the bill on it. If his breeches is down, put him a belt in his breeches. Hallelujah. Amen. The hen house. Some of you so hen-picked. Why, your wife would have a heart attack if you made a decision. I'm going to tell you this morning, God intended you to lead your family, to bring your babies to the house of God, to see that your children are raised up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Hey, we need some daddies back in America. We need some daddies back in Bowden. Amen. They come in a hardware store the other day. There was two ladies raising up a child. Their partners raising a child. Child calling one mom, one dad. I come to tell you, honey, in Atlanta, they may apologize about same-sex marriage. Well, we don't apologize about it in the country. We don't believe in it. It's an abomination in the eyes of our God. I ain't pulling no punches about nothing this morning. We better realize God's not changed about this Bible. It's not okay, and I don't care how many young'uns you got. I don't care how many kinfolks you got. I don't care how many comes to spend the night with you. It still ain't right. You roll your eyes at me one more time, I'm going to get another bottle of water, and we're going to be here 2 hours. I'm going to tell you, honey, if there's ever been a time... Mom and daddies need to be mom and daddies and stand up and do what this Bible says. Men ought to look like men, and women, you ought to look like women. Amen. God ain't made no mistake on how He made you. God made Adam and Eve. God's not confused about nothing. Hallelujah. I was seen on the news this week, Brother Charles Stanley. He's a great preacher. I'm not throwing rocks. He's led many to Christ. There's one old liberal woman stood, I'd love to say something else, but you can't take it, amen. Stood up and said, well, now he's done good, but he stood up and preached about homosexuality. I thank God for some men still standing up saying the Word of God still right this morning. And if you're in homosexuality, you listen to this preacher this morning, God loves you. And He died for you. And you weren't born that way. It's a sin. And you're in sin. And you need to get saved. And get rid of that sin. And God will bless your life this morning. God ain't changed. We live in a community. You say, preacher, y'all fixing to build another wing on that church. And you preaching like this. I'm not interested in building a community center. I'm not interested in building a golf club. I belong to them. My neck got to hurt and I can't play golf no more, so I'm out of business. But I tell you what I can find out if you build a church house. The cripple can come. The blind, hallelujah. The blind can come. The lepers can come. The sinners can come. If you'll build a church and not a Peyton place, a place where sinners can come and get help for the glory of God. He ain't changed about the hen house. Some of you ladies ought to realize God's put your husband there to lead for a reason. And men, you ought to realize deep inside of her heart, she wants you to be a good leader. It don't mean she's a doormat. You don't wipe your feet on her. She's by your side, honey. I'm going to tell you what, she's not over you nor yonder you. She's beside of you. But you ought to lead her on in, you ought to lead her on into the promised land. Be the man God intended you to be. You'll go out and you'll give everything you got for your hobby. You'll whine when God wants to do something at your church. You'll whine if we get to preaching at 12:10. Well, honey, when deer's in rut, I'll sit out there to 5 in the evening. I won't even come out. I eat my veinies and crackers in the deer stand. Somebody say amen right there. I can come to the house of God, eat my veinies, amen. Hallelujah. Some of you look like you've been eating them sourdough pickles this morning. We was at the ball field yesterday. And Sophie was eating chips. That wasn't good enough. She told her mom, she said, I want a dill pickle. I said, honey, a dog wouldn't eat them things. Went down concession stand, come back. That thing was wrapped up in aluminum foil. I said, baby, just eat the aluminum foil. It'll be better than that pickle. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, I'm going to tell you, God's not changed His mind about. We live in a society and people say, well, you know, if you preach, then you hate people. Now, if a man don't preach, you don't love people. And let me tell you what, God's not on a seesaw. This ain't an opinion of what God's put in His Bible. He means what He said, and He said it and admit it how He said it. He don't apologize about nothing. He's just looking for some men to rear back in love and filled with the Holy Ghost and preach it. You listen to me, Mama. I don't care what you've done. Young man, I don't care what you've done. There's a God in heaven that loves you and to save you and will forgive you of all your sins and make a new creature out of you by the grace of God. He's not changed about the jailhouse. You young boys, get you a job. When I was 12 years old, I was in a hayfield. 3 cents a bale. I was making gun shell money. I loved to shoot rabbits, and I still like to run rabbits. Amen. Especially preaching. Nobody was handing me a free ride around. I worked. God's designed a system, and it's called to work. And I'm going to tell you the reason most people is down and they're walking on the side of the road. Hang on now. Don't sell me out a minute. And the reason they're sleeping under bridges because most of the time they want to. You say, I'm starving. I ain't got nothing. I bet you Wendy's will hire you. I bet Jack's Hamburgers will hire you. It might not be running the Pepsi-Cola plant, but honey, I bet you they'll hire you to unload the truck. We used to hire them boys to unload them Pepsi trucks. They say, are you kidding me? Oh, church. Some things God hadn't changed about. Now I want to get to where I want to preach. I'll be done. I've been meddling. Now I'm going to preach. God's not changed about the storehouse. If you want the blessings of God on your family, I sat down with a family yesterday. Went over their budget and finances. You know what they had last? They had their tithes wrote down. And he said, we've got to keep paying our tithes because we can't have the windows of heaven to stop up on our house. Boy, I tell you what, if you ever think a preacher's preaching on money, you might as well be at a hog calling. A preacher's telling you the truth about the storehouse because God will bless you if you'll give in to what's His. Amen. I done found out it ain't mine. He can get it just like that. The storehouse said, I'll pour you out a blessing. Anybody believe in the storehouse? Well, isn't God good to us? Can I tell a story? And I've done told it 3 times, but it makes good preaching. One time there was a mom and a little boy, and they was on a buggy. And every Saturday they'd go to town. They'd go in a general store. That time jars was on the counter full of candy. The old storekeeper, every Saturday morning, he'd tell that little boy, he'd say, boy, stick your hand in this jar and get you some candy. He'd say, nope. That old store owner reach in there and get him a handful and put in his little overalls. This happened about 6-7 weeks, and he was going home one Saturday. His mama looked to him and said, son, I want to ask you something. Said, that man at the store has been trying to be so good to you. Said, every Saturday we come in there to buy our goods, he asked you to put your hand in that jar. Put you some of that candy in your pocket. Said, son, why won't you do that and let that man be a blessing to you? He said, oh, mama. He said, I done found out his hand is bigger than my hand. I come to tell you, I done found out that God's hand is a lot bigger than my hand. I done found out what these hands can get. As fast as it came in, as fast as it went out. But oh, not God's hand, friend. God's hand reaches way down and pours you out a blessing that you can't even contain it. I sure am glad I'm one of His young'uns. Number two, God ain't changed about the storehouse. But number two, God ain't changed about the well house. In Genesis 26, Isaac began to dig wells. The Bible said that the Philistines had stopped up the wells of his forefathers. In this amazing church, I won't be much longer. Just give me about 10 more minutes or 15. Isn't that amazing? That they didn't want the water, but they didn't want nobody else to have the water. Isaac began to dig for a well. And Brother Kelly said it there a while ago singing, and you better know what he said was right. A place like this, you better be sure the devil knows where you go to church. And the devil's going to fight everything. This morning my phone started vibrating on the dresser before the sun got up real good. But I'm going to tell you, I know a God in heaven. I know a God in heaven that's still over the well house this morning. Now Isaac took his family. They began to clean out the wells that their forefathers had dug. You know why? You'd be crazy to try to raise a family without a well of water. We had a deer lease in Harris County, this side of Columbus. I'll never forget what the old man told us. He said, boys, be careful when you go out there on that property because there were old homesteads out there and there are hand-dug wells all over that farm. You know why? God put in my heart when He said that. Because anybody raises a family, they better realize you've got to have a well. And you listen to me, folks, that's here this morning. You can raise your children out there and get them a good education, and that's wonderful. I'm all for it, and they need it. I wished I had more. But if you go through this life and you miss the Lord Jesus Christ, you've missed everything. Isaac realized that he had to contend for that well that the Philistines is. Isn't that amazing? The Philistines didn't want to drink out of it, but they didn't want nobody else to drink out of it. And this is what happened. The Bible says, and they strove for the well. Isaac moved. He cleaned out another well, and the Bible said, and they strived for that well. Somebody come to me last week. They're not here, so that's why I get to preach it real good. They said this, well, preacher, said, why... I love coming to y'all's church, but so-and-so goes there. I said, okay, well, let me ask you something. If you move from this church and go to the next church, and if the devil knows that people can keep you coming to the well, don't you know he'll raise up new people at that other place? And it's about time that a lot of us get us some guts inside and some glue in our britches and say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And you listen to me, if somebody can offend you and run you off this church, they'll offend you and run you off the next church. That offensive is, it's a vice. It's no worse than liquor or doping or gambling or pornography. It's a vice that the devil uses. And if he can use that on you, make you think the place downtown you'll have no trouble. Honey, you Johnny come lately. The devil's every place where the Word of God's preached. He's going to fight about every well that you'll ever get around and try to water your family. Isaac moved off and left that well. Amen. Honey, I done got too old to move. I got too many books to move. Amen. This thing has come at a price. And let me tell you why it's come at a price. Because the people of Liberty Baptist Church has paid a big price that you would have a well in a community. You could come in and get you a drink. Mom and daddies, listen, old preacher. Don't try to raise your babies without a well. They'll die and go to hell without Jesus. Oh, let me tell you, we all different. We don't want everybody to look like a bunch of little robots running around. God intended you to be who you are. But I tell you, God intended you to put Him first, whoever you are and wherever you are. And I'm going to tell you something. He's not changed about the well house. Boy, I can remember in the country, none of y'all know what a well house is in a city. If the power plant goes down, you out of business. But boy, we had a whale. Now I remember me and my little cousins would get off that load of hay. We had this bucket you dropped in the well and had a trigger on it. Long. We'd get under there and one little cousin pull the trigger and let the oven drink. Boy, I remember one time it was hot and sweaty and he was under there lapping like a yard dog. I pulled that trigger plung back and it just gushed him, got his hair wet, his overalls wet. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm baptizing you, hallelujah." What do you say? I'm glad we can get around a well of water and get some help for our life. My life's better because I come here this morning. My life has been helped every time I've come looking for a blessing. I don't come in looking for people to offend me. Why, if I come in, why, these four or five done made fun of my overalls this morning. I done got so old, that don't bother me no more. Amen. Amen. They used to make fun of my bald head. Praise God, I ain't got no jail bill. What are you saying? He ain't changed about the storehouse. He ain't changed about the well house. But lastly, and I know some of y'all are glad, he ain't changed about the Father's house. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." He said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again. Receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I'm glad I know about the words of the Father's house. Let not your heart be troubled. Brother Kelly, y'all just come. Is it, or just play me something when you get. I don't care if you want to get the guys up. I know it's a lot to get you up. Y'all just come on with them. Come on up, fellas. We got time. We're not coming to church tonight. We got all evening. These people done made their mind up and weren't going to listen to what I had to say when I got up. But I'm used to that. But I'm going to tell you, God's not changed about the words of the Father's house. Let not your heart be troubled. I guess some of y'all would think us, and I won't go too deep because I know I've got a crying nature. But I'm going to tell you something, life ain't fair. Last night at the youth meeting, Douglasville's little boy stood up. He was 14. At 11, he was diagnosed with cancer. Lost all his hair. That church began to pray for him. Last night, he stood up at 14 years old, raised his little hand toward heaven and said, "Thank you, Lord, that you spared me." I tell you, that mom and dad would think it 3 years ago life wasn't fair. There ain't nobody on this building loves grandbabies more than I love mine. Nobody. I'd love to tell Megan and Macy things would never happen. But that wouldn't be right. But I come to tell you, whatever will happen, there's a God in heaven to go through it with you. And I'm glad I got some words from the Father's house. Let not, because if you let it, it will. Let not. God knows where you are. God's allowed the circumstances in your life. He's allowed it. There's the way to the Father's house. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. Last night, there's a young man, 14, come down the aisle, got saved by the grace of God. That could be you this morning. You may be here and you're older, you're young. God's no respecter of persons. But He's not changed about the Father's house. He will accept you this morning. He can give you help like nobody else can help you. I got some of the greatest friends in my life. But I'll be honest with you, they've not been able to help me the last 2 months. But God has. But God has. I wish life was fair, but it's not. But God has. For I am the Lord, He said, and I change not. I'd love to open this altar this morning. Whatever you need, would you come? Bring your care and your troubles unto the Lord. Take a step out from where you are by faith today and come and trust God to do something big for you in your life. You may be here lost and undone without Christ. Come to Him and He'd save you today. If you need the Lord to help you, you just come. We've got time. Would you move this morning? I'm glad He's not changed about the Father's house. Come to Him this morning. Would you come? Be people to pray for you and with you if you'd come. Whatever you need, would you come this morning?